Hello, I'm Rockin' Ron Schumacher, host of Middays on 103.5 WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hits, including playing your lunchtime greats by request weekdays from noon to 1. Always look forward to this time together on Radio Reading Services to give you the latest news from Hollywood, thanks to Us Weekly Magazine. Latest edition, November 18th. On the cover, baby Archie turned 6 months, how fatherhood changed Prince Harry. Jennifer Aniston's big secret, intimate text to her ex. Jailbound Lori Loughlin, her last chance for freedom. But the top story, 4 years since their first date, Gwen Stefani's private pain. Why Blake Shelton won't propose. With no wedding in sight, their once fairy tale romance is under pressure. But who's to blame? And let's begin with the cover story. Prince Harry, from bad boy to doting dad. As his son approaches the six-month mark, the Duke of Sussex has never been happier. In the span of just a year, Prince Harry became a duke, a husband, and a father. So much change in so little time might overwhelm a mere mortal, but for Prince Harry, the flood of excitement and joy has done nothing but energize him. A lot of responsibility comes with having a child, a royal insider tells Us Weekly Magazine, and Harry's really matured since having Archie. As the littlest royal turns 6 months old, Harry's a contented family man and public figure. He still enjoys having a few beers with friends, but his party days are well and truly behind him, adds the insider. Harry's always been a sensitive soul, but now he's even more in touch with his emotions. That's not to say that every moment is pure delight, as any new parent can attest. It hasn't been an easy year for the pair, with all the drama surrounding them and having to look after a newborn, says the insider. Meghan and Harry are famously suing multiple British publications over alleged phone hacking. After the birth, they were absolutely exhausted, the insider says. There were times they'd bicker over the smallest things because they were so tired. But now that Archie's sleeping through the night, there's less strain on the marriage. They can finally enjoy some couple time in the evening and feel more rested. The exhaustion is more than worth it for Harry, age 35, and his missus, age 38, especially since Archie's already showing signs of being an extraordinary child. He's a strong baby, the insider shares, and you can tell he's super smart. He can sit up without support and roll over, and he's almost crawling. He can't talk yet, but he's trying. When he does speak, there's a good chance his first word will be dada. When Harry walks into the room, Archie gets so excited he puts his arms out, his way of saying, pick me up, says the insider. And you can tell Archie's going to be a social butterfly. He's at his happiest when he's around people. While Archie no doubt seems like the luckiest kid on earth, it's Harry who considers himself the fortunate one, according to the insider. Harry says he got lucky with Archie because he's such a happy baby. He rarely cries. He's taken a keen interest in his surroundings and is already engaging and interacting with people. He loves to be entertained. And he isn't a needy baby. He'll happily go to Harry and Meghan's friends without kicking up a fuss. Nor does he seem to mind traveling, an ideal quality in a child of globe-trotting activists. Last month, the Sussexes embarked on their first royal tour, heading to Africa with little Archie in tow. Meghan's put together an adorable photo album containing all her favorite snaps of Archie during his first 6 months, including never-before-seen pictures of the Africa trip and milestones in his life. She's also written a heartfelt message in the front of it. Perhaps the most surprising thing about Harry's life now is how normal it is. Harry and Meghan split diaper duty 50-50, the insider reveals. Harry doesn't mind getting his hands dirty and never kicks up a fuss. He knows it's all part of the job. And while they do have help, their nanny doesn't live with them. It's important to Harry and Meghan to be hands-on. When they're home, they bathe Archie themselves and put him to bed. It's a 180 from Harry's younger days, and he's loving every minute of it. They're still adapting to parenthood, says the insider, but one thing is for certain. Harry will do anything to protect Meghan and Archie. And here's a quick side article called, Oh, Brother, One Thing in Harry's Life That's Not Going So Well? His relationship with Prince William. William and Harry have always been polar opposites, but even with different personalities, they were inseparable, says the insider. William's the sensible older brother, and Harry's carefree. Lately, though, their differences are causing a rift, one that may be beyond repair. There's always been a part of Harry that felt like he was living in his brother's shadow, adds the source. He doesn't envy the responsibility that comes with being the future king of England, but William's the golden boy, and Harry feels like he has a lot to live up to. Now turning to hot Hollywood, Meghan and Jim Edmonds, he says, she says. Jim Edmonds made a bad call. Turns out he doesn't want to end his marriage to Meghan King Edmonds. After his wife accused him of having an affair with their kid's nanny, which he denies, the baseball pro, who's 49 years old, filed for divorce. Just days later, Jim exclusively told Us Weekly magazine in a statement that he wants to put this unfortunate episode behind them. It saddens me tremendously that my wife is hurt. I realize that something that occurred in a split second spiraled out of control with no way to stop it, he says. I have way too much love for my wife and kids, Aspen, who's 2 years old, and the twins, Hayes and Hart, 16 months, for this to happen, and it's time for us to get back to the private life we used to live. Jim adds that he's hoping for some peace, normalcy, and the ability to move forward in a healthy, happy direction. Since Jim's divorce filing, life has been calm, consistent, routine-based, and light. But Meghan, age 35, isn't having it. After Jim was accused of sexting another woman in May, which he also denied, I wanted to work things out so badly, the former Real Housewife of Orange County exclusively tells us. But I'm sick of the abuse, and I won't engage anymore, and I don't have to. For Meghan, any chance of reconciliation is off the table. I think Jim's hostile decision to file for divorce was a blessing in disguise for my children, she says. Now she's ready to move on. I'm going to find a man who treats me right, she explains. But first, she adds, my priority right now is to focus on my kids. Next in hot Hollywood, back in action. Hard work is paying off for Rob Kardashian. After years of struggling with his weight, which caused him to stay out of the public eye, the Arthur George socks designer, age 32, was back in fighting form during a rare appearance at sister Kendall Jenner's 24th birthday party in Hollywood on Halloween. Hours later, he showed off his massive weight loss in a photo of himself, dressed up as a troll with mom Kris Jenner. And now a source tells Us Weekly magazine, there's no stopping him. Rob's doing great, says the source, who adds that he loves being dad to Dream, age 2, with ex Black Chyna. Dream gives Rob direction. It's exciting for Rob's family. And more Kardashian news, a new chapter. Jordan Woods is over the Kardashian-Jenner drama. Jordan Woods is ready to put this year behind her. 9 months after the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal, when Woods allegedly hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's then-boyfriend, leading to the end of her friendship with BFF Kylie Jenner, the model, age 22, tells Us Weekly magazine she's focusing on herself. Everything that happens is a learning experience, she says. I think I just really found myself. And she's not looking back. Adds Woods, I'm just trying to build positive things that make me happy. Also in hot Hollywood, Caitlyn on Miley. I was in love. Caitlyn Carter's whirlwind romance with Miley Cyrus was more than just a summer fling. Before they got together in August, following Carter's split from Brody Jenner and Cyrus from Liam Hemsworth, it had never crossed my mind that I was even capable of loving a woman the way I loved her. The Hill's New Beginning star, age 31, wrote in an essay for Elle magazine, while the couple called it quits in September, Carter's thankful for their time together. I'll remain eternally grateful to my most recent relationship for opening up my eyes to this unexpected part of myself, she notes. Meanwhile, Cyrus, age 26, has moved on with Cody Simpson. We have a ball, the Aussie singer, age 22, tells Us Weekly magazine. As for whether she's the one, well, he says it's too early to say. More hot Hollywood news, Janelle's new reality. Janelle Evans is calling it quits on her tumultuous 2-year marriage to David Eason. Nobody gets into a marriage expecting it to end, but I know that that's what's best for me and my kids. The Teen Mom 2 alum, age 27, said on October 31st, today, I file papers to start the process. Me and the kids are doing great. The split has been a long time coming, a source tells Us Weekly magazine, especially after Eason, age 31, shot and killed the family dog for snapping at the couple's daughter, Ensley, age 2, in May. That event caused Evans to lose her job on the MTV show and temporarily custody of her other kids, Kaiser, age 4, with ex Nathan Griffith, and Jace, who's 10 years old, with ex Andrew Lewis. Evans told us at the time that a divorce was in her thoughts, but nothing's finalized. The relationship kept getting worse. David was on his best behavior in court when he had to prove himself to regain custody of the kids, adds the source. But once it was over, he was right back to his old self. Now, another source tells us Janelle has changed her number and David doesn't have it. Jen Aniston, no hard feelings. Jennifer Aniston could write the book on breaking up gracefully. A source tells Us Weekly magazine that she and ex Justin Theroux, from whom she split in 2017 after 2 years of marriage, have stayed friends and leaned on each other when necessary. Because the actress, age 50, is busy promoting her new Apple TV Plus series called The Morning Show and posting content to her nearly 20 million new Instagram followers, it's usually the actor, age 48, who reaches out, and they typically text. Justin makes it a priority to stay in touch, says the source. As for her first hubby, Brad Pitt, well, there are no romantic feelings between Jen and Brad at this point, the source notes about the exes, who were married from 2000 to 2005. But Brad did famously attend her 50th birthday party in February. For now, says an insider, Jen's main relationship is with her close pals. She's happy with her girlfriends, adds the first source. Jennifer's a very, very loyal friend and is living her life exactly as she wants. Next up, wedding on hold. 4 years and endless public declarations of love later, Blake Shelton still hasn't put a ring on Gwen Stefani's finger. Insiders tell Us Weekly magazine why. Blake is supportive of anything Gwen does, a source says, but does he like meeting with a priest to discuss details of their relationship? No. When Gwen Stefani was asked last year why she and boyfriend Blake Shelton, whom she's been dating since 2015, had yet to walk down the aisle, she said they simply weren't in a rush to tie the knot. When you go through hard times and find somebody who's your best friend that you know you can depend on and trust, I think we're just trying to be in the moment as best we can, she explained. There's zero pressure, she added, about getting hitched to the man she calls her favorite human. Hard times was an understatement. Shelton had gone through a brutal split from fellow country crooner Miranda Lambert, and Stefani had endured her own bitter divorce from rocker Gavin Rossdale, the father of her three kids, Kingston, age 13, Zuma, 11, and Apollo, who's 5. But the main holdup in the couple's nuptials was a bit more complicated than Stefani let on. A devout Catholic, she desperately wants to marry Shelton in the Catholic Church, insiders tell us, and she can't do that unless she has her marriage to Rossdale annulled, says the insider, a process that could take up to a year and has already entailed numerous meetings between Stefani, Shelton, and Stefani's priest. Her insistence on waiting for the Vatican's approval is causing tension for the couple, a second source says. They've had some heated discussions, the source says about the couple, who split their time between Stefani's L.A. home and Shelton's Oklahoma ranch. Though Shelton has attended church with the No Doubt singer, he isn't as devout as she is. As a result, in some ways, they have this dark cloud hanging over them, says the source. They're both emotional about wanting to get married as soon as possible. While Shelton respects Stefani's position, he'd happily say I do without the blessing of the church. There's a part of him that would prefer to forget all the official stuff and forge ahead with a wedding, says the source. If Gwen turned around and suggested they go ahead without the annulment, he'd do it in a heartbeat. In fact, says the source, Blake doesn't understand why this is so important to her since they've essentially been living in sin. He's patient, but he'd like to have a civil ceremony ahead of a religious one, which is a big no-no for a Catholic. Stefani, meanwhile, has frustrations of her own. She's privately suffering because she wants Shelton to propose while they wait things out. He feels like he could at least put a ring on her finger in the meantime, says the source. They've already discussed details of their ideal wedding day, which sources say will happen eventually. They want a church ceremony in Beverly Hills with a small reception, then a huge party at Blake's ranch in Oklahoma, says the insider. They're hoping to expand their family as well. Gwen would love to have at least one more baby, says the source, noting that she and Blake, who has no children, have been trying to get pregnant for some time, adding that if they have to go the adoption or surrogate route, they will. Though the couple are no doubt feeling pressure right now, sources close to them say the wedding delay is a minor bump on their road to happiness. They've had some disagreements, but they're totally in love, says the source. Blake and Gwen see each other as soulmates and best friends. And a quick side article, one big happy family. Gwen Stefani's ex, Gavin Rossdale, looked happy as he could be on his birthday, which was on October 30th. He turned 54 and celebrated with his three sons and his older daughter, Daisy, whose mom is Pearl Lowe. But a source tells Us Weekly magazine that behind the scenes, when it comes to his relationship with Stefani, there's still a great deal of friction over how they're raising their children. Gwen feels Gavin is constantly doing things to undermine her authority as their mom, says the insider. Still another source insists that they've made progress. There were issues, but they found a happy medium. And Gavin supports their having a strong male influence like Blake when he's not around. Next, stars we love and trust the most. Come for the immense talent. Stay for the generosity, kindness, and heart. Meet Hollywood's greatest. Like, most likely to make you say, aw, Tom Hanks. Hanks supports 30-plus causes, and his kindness is legendary. The castaway star, age 63, once refunded the tickets of a couple who said they didn't like one of his movies. And after meeting a fan named Sarah, who has autism and had spent years making a scrapbook about him, he told her, Sarah, this is so great, even my mom doesn't have something like this. Another heart melter? On Twitter, he frequently posts pictures of lost gloves he finds in New York City in the hopes of reuniting them with their owners. Most likely to lift you up with love, Selena Gomez. She was the most followed person on Instagram for 3 years for being so daggone likable. Selena Gomez, age 27, has granted so many Make-A-Wish requests, the foundation gave her an award, and she's cheered up countless Selena fans with surprise visits. In 2009, the Lose You to Love Me singer became the youngest UNICEF ambassador in the U.S. She's also transparent about her struggles with anxiety and depression and uses social media as a way to help fans dealing with similar issues, often tagging them just to say, I love you. Most likely to create a better world? LeBron James. King James scores points on and off the court. The NBA star, who's 34 years old, is beloved for his voice on social issues and his sense of humor, like that time he played himself in Amy Schumer's movie called Trainwreck. Plus, he puts his money where his mouth is. The LeBron James Family Foundation has raised over $40 million for his after-school All-Stars program in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He also regularly visits sick kids in hospitals to boost their spirits and once wrote a heartfelt letter encouraging a fan with muscular dystrophy. Most likely to help future generations? Drew Barrymore. Barrymore has been acting since age 7, so the E.T. star, who's 44, never really had a childhood. It's no wonder, then, that she decided kids are her whole life mission. In 2008, she gave $1 million to the World Food Program to end hunger and supports many other charities like Safe Kids Worldwide, which helps prevent childhood injuries. Barrymore's real girl honesty is also refreshing. Last year, she posted a picture of herself crying with the caption, "Some days are difficult." Most likely to turn frowns upside down? Ed Sheeran. The musical sensation is beloved by celebs, his bestie, Jennifer Aniston, and regular people alike. After a fan couldn't go to his concert because she was diagnosed with leukemia, he flew to New Zealand to attend her 20th birthday party. He spends time with seniors in a nursing home in his native Suffolk, England, as well as kids at a hospice. Also, Sheeran, age 28, has admitted he gives most of his money away. I have enough to be comfortable, and the rest goes to help people. Most likely to send thoughtful gifts? Taylor Swift. Taylor makes headlines for her famous feuds, but in real life, she's dishing out more love than hate. Aside from being extremely financially generous, she donated $70,000 to her hometown library and gave all the proceeds from her Welcome to New York single to the New York public school system. The blank space singer, age 29, is very attentive to her fans. In 2014, she sent select Swifties Christmas gifts like a painting she made and even a check to help a fan pay off her student loans. Most likely to empower women? Alicia Keys. From the get-go, Alicia Keys has inspired and empowered women. The video for her first hit single called Fallen was inspired by a woman she was writing to in prison who took the fall for her drug dealer boyfriend. That could be me in there, Keys said. And her decision to stop wearing makeup in 2016 was her way of encouraging women to be themselves. I don't want to cover up anymore, she said. Keyes, who's 38, also co-founded the Keep a Child Alive Foundation in 2013, and she continues to donate time and money to find a cure for HIV/AIDS. And last, most likely to be a true gentleman, Keanu Reeves. He's the internet's boyfriend for a reason. Allow Us Weekly magazine to list a few of his good deeds. The Matrix star, age 55, gives up his seat for people on the subway. When most humans walk by the homeless without a second thought, he stops to have conversations. Reeves takes pay cuts on movies so crew members get paid more. And he once waited 20 minutes in the rain to get into his own rap party without complaining. He's also been secretly donating millions to children's hospitals since 2004. What a guy. Next up, Lori Loughlin, her private hell. Friends hope the actress will take a plea, but she's sticking by her husband, who wants his day in court. Us Weekly magazine reveals the evidence that could set her free. Things have gone from bad to worse for Lori Loughlin, the woman once known for her role as Aunt Becky on Full House, but whose name is now synonymous with the biggest college admissions scam in history, has remained steadfast in her innocence. While co-defendant Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty to fraud and served just 11 days of a 14-day sentence, Loughlin, age 55, and her husband, who's 56, dug in their heels, resulting in additional charges of bribery that could mean 60 years in prison for each. They'll be arraigned on the new charges on November 20th. He still wants to go to trial, a source tells us about the fashion designer, but Lori's friends and family are aggressively counseling her to take a plea. Now, the couple are accused of paying William Rick Singer, who's facing 65 years in prison, to get their daughters, Isabella, 21, and Olivia Jade, who's age 20, into the University of Southern California by falsely claiming they were crew recruits. When news broke in April, Loughlin was fired from her acting jobs, and influencer Olivia Jade lost her endorsement deals. Any sympathy for the couple eroded as Loughlin was seen happily attending yoga classes amid the scandal, and she and her husband arrived at an August court date via private jet. As a result, their refusal to take a plea has confounded most. But criminal defense attorney Lou Shapiro speculates that the couple's lawyers will argue that what they did was nothing new. It's just another flavor of what's been served to the affluent for years, Shapiro tells us. They'll point to other high-profile figures that got into Ivy League schools based on connections rather than merit. And another source says the couple plan to turn the tables on USC. They're betting on the fact that they can get the jury to hate USC more than they hate them. Plus, they may have a secret weapon. The source says that Loughlin and her husband have obtained a secret recording from an internal USC athletics meeting in which athletics director Pat Hayden allegedly tells the staff, "If you want money for your programs, you'd better find some rich parents." Says another source, Pat was always soliciting money from Lori's husband for the athletics department. Regardless of the outcome, another source says that Lori is absolutely terrified and extremely vulnerable. The only hope is that if she's convicted, the judge will realize the government has been overzealous and give her a very light prison sentence. Lori knows that a trial would only make things worse for her two daughters. Now it's time for What's in My Bag? Sunny Hostin's next hot topic? The contents of her Zaglianini Python purse. Sunny Hostin doesn't mix business with pleasure. The View co-host has two phones, one of which has a case with a doodle of herself by artist Brooke Hagel on it. Joy Behar and I kept picking up each other's phones, says the host of ID's Truth About Murder with Sunny Hostin, which is on Tuesday nights at 10. Now I know which one belongs to me. Hostin, who's age 51, reveals the rest for Us Weekly magazine. Kim Kardashian sent me a whole bunch of her KKW Beauty nude lipsticks. They're fantastic. She says, "I'm a ferocious reader. I'm reading Then She Was Gone by Lisa Jewell. My husband, Emmanuel, told me about it." She also says, "I never travel without a Panama hat. Whenever I go to Puerto Rico, I go to the same shop called Olay. The last one I got has special significance. I went there to report right after Hurricane Maria. I'm fastidious about my teeth. I travel with this cocoa floss that I love, a toothbrush, and Rembrandt toothpaste." She says there's a metal straw in my purse. It's a habit that thankfully I got my kids, Gabrielle, 17, and Paloma, age 13, into as well. And finally, she says the Makeup International Super Matte Anti-Sheen is an industry secret. It'll take the shine away all day. And finally, 25 Things You Don't Know About Me by Mara Tierney. The Affair star gives Us Weekly magazine a report on her life. At number 25, I know every line from the film Ordinary People. Number 24, I've never watched a reality show, ever. Number 23, I can chop wood. Number 22, I work with a New York avant-garde theater company called the Wooster Group and have toured all over the world with them. Number 21, I like to shovel snow if it's not freezing out. Number 20, in Los Angeles, I drive my dad's 1982 Mercedes convertible. I love it because I think about him every time I start the car. Number 19, I'm obsessed with tiny things. Number 18, my first job was working in a deli. I smelled like pickles literally all the time. Number 17, the one item I couldn't live without is my headlamp. Number 16, last week when I was running in Hudson River Park, a man jogged up next to me and asked for a selfie while we were running. I declined. Number 15, my first celebrity crush was Paul Michael Glaser. I was allowed to stay up late on Wednesday nights to watch Starsky and Hutch. Number 14, I don't believe in the phrase guilty pleasure. Why should people feel guilty about being happy? Number 13, the last thing I do before I go to sleep is worry about not sleeping. Number 12, I have a mantra because I do meditation. You're not supposed to tell anyone what it is, and I never have. I think it's the only secret I've ever told anyone. Number 11, I don't ever let anyone else do my laundry. I find laundry very relaxing. I like to go to laundromats in foreign countries. Number 10, I'd cast former news radio co-star Dave Foley to play me in a movie about my life because he's funny and looks good in a dress. Number 9, I have a temper, which I always regret losing. Number 8, if I weren't an actress, I'd love to be writing a novel. Number 7, the best splurge I ever made was on a private skydiving lesson on the Costa Brava in Spain. Number 6, I'm excellent at sewing. I used to sew with my mom. She'd sew outfits for me, and I'd sew little versions for my dolls. Number 5, I've had 2 dogs, both pugs, Rose Kennedy and Mac. I love Mac the best. Number 4, my mother is the most influential person in my life. Her name is Mary, but her friends call her Pat, and my late dad called her Jess. At number 3, I can salsa dance on stilts. Wow. Number 2, my favorite book of all time is Lolita. And the number 1 thing you don't know about me by Mara Tierney, I'm not much of a cook. I'm more like a prep cook. I like to wash and chop and measure for the cook and clean as they go. I'm better at the eating part of meals. By the way, Mara Tierney's new movie called The Report is out now. That's the latest edition of Us Weekly Magazine. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Reading Services. I'm Rockin' Ron. Look forward to being back with you next time. Have a great day.